It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of John, John chapter 10. We're going to read once again verses 1 through 10. John chapter 10, verse 1 through 10. Please open your Bibles that you can follow along with me. While you're doing that, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois. We're at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. Glad that you've joined us today. Please now take your Bibles that we may read the precious Word. John chapter 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. When he puts forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. The sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them, Again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and go in and go out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Let's begin with prayer before we start the study. Father, I thank you that we can come into your house today, or come together today, and enjoy this precious time as we prepare the study for the radio. I ask that you'll just touch the hearts of every listener, that they will know when we talk about the sheepfold and the shepherd and the door. It says in verse 9, I am the door. It speaks of the thief and the robbers. Please, Lord, help us to see the difference, that we may come to you and walk with you today, not miss one more day of fellowship with you. Please, Lord, guide and lead us now as we enjoy this precious study of your word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have gotten down through the third verse. We will review there very quickly as we look through this. Last time we were together, verily, verily, we didn't bring this out. We usually do. It means look, pay very careful attention. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Jesus says clearly, listen, listen to me. Listen to me. He that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. We talked about, we went back through five verses of Scripture, areas of Scripture. We talked about the only one that can come up and present themselves as the shepherd is the one that comes through the door. The one that comes through the door by the means of the Word of God, by the prophecy of the Word. Again, many people, they are thieves and robbers. We know according to the 10th verse of this same chapter, but the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. That's what that thief, that old devil and his workers, and those that try to get us off track from the Word of God, from the truth. They want us to stay away. And they don't have to take us. That's what's so sad. They don't have to take us out of the Word of God. We have that religion that's out there that speaks of, they even give away King James Bibles. And with that, then they send the other book. Now, if they just send the Bible because they want you to have the truth, great. But they send the other book, and that's where the trouble comes in. Because you see, they take with the other book and change. They do not believe that this is the only Word. They believe in other gods. They believe that Jesus is from another, it's another planet. It's hard to tell that why don't you just believe the Word of God? Why do you follow after some man? Almost every religion that we have has been distorted and have taken parts of the Word, sometimes much of it, but then they put their own little wrinkle into it to satisfy themselves. And I'll be truthful with you. To do that, there's one thing that's accomplished. It fills their pocket with money. You look at the wealth. One clear statement, it's a religious racket. That's all it is. If you're a part of it, then that's what you want. That's your decision. I'm telling you, if you want to be a Christian, you want to be born again, let's listen to the Word of God the way we're talking through it here. It says, well, Larry, that's just your racket. That's just yours. No. Number one, I'm by a long ways of any wealth, the church or me otherwise. We proclaim the truth that people come to the Lord Jesus. And when I say the truth, it is by the Word of God. And you'll notice, and you don't find it often, we go verse by verse by verse. You figure it out who's telling the truth. You find out. The only way you can do it is by you getting into the Word. The Word will lead you to Jesus, and you'll be saved. Is it worth a risk to have salvation by and through the Lord Jesus? Again, you decide. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Jesus is the only one. We looked up five verses of Scripture. Came under the law, the line of David, born in Bethlehem, born of a virgin, and born of the stem of Jesse. The verses of Scripture that coordinate with those statements is Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, Luke 1:32, Micah 5:2, Isaiah 7:14, and Isaiah 11:1. You'll find Jesus is the only one that could come through the door. The rest of them would have to come another way. And again, verse 10, the thief comes not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So if you're following anything other than the truth and abiding completely by that, that's what you have. The true light will come. The true light of your religion will come. You may have to enter into the tribulation before you really see what that old devil, the real thief, what he's made of and who you've really been following. And I don't want you to be deceived. I want you to come to Jesus today. I want you to be saved. I want you to walk after it. So I'm going to give you the truth, and that's according to the Word of God. He that entereth in by the door is a shepherd of the sheep. Praise the Lord for that verse. Praise the Lord Jesus, according to the Word of God, is that shepherd. He has come right to the door, and he's the only one that can enter in. But again, look for the purpose of him entering in. The sheepfold is the nation of Israel. Jesus is the shepherd. He is coming through the door to that sheepfold, but he's coming for a purpose. To him the porter, verse 3, chapter 10, verse 3 of John. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. He calleth his own sheep by name and leads them out. Leads them out. Please don't waste any more of your life. And I have many folks that I have shared the gospel with, and they have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. And they have went off. Some don't go to church. Some have went to liberal churches. Some sit in dead churches. And you read this verse, and this verse tells us, to him the porter openeth. In other words, Jesus can come in through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks to that person that is a believer in Jesus Christ. And instead of you sitting there, you be led out. Well, how can I explain the last 10, 15, 20 years that you have sat in that dead church? If myself or someone else has led you to Jesus, and yet you're satisfied in that dead church, how can we explain that? God's Word is true. If you truly can sit there and not have a problem with that dead church you're sitting in, then you have never come by faith to Jesus. You said the words in your head, but you didn't have a heart change. You're not a true believer. Now, you can come after me. You can say whatever you want to me or about me. But I'm going to tell you that you're going to wake up in hell if this word doesn't bother you today. Because if you're sitting in a church that stands contrary to the Word of God, I've had people tell me that I can hear them. They talk about Jesus. They talk about this, not like I'd like for them to. Get out. He even told the nation of Israel. He went right into the synagogue. He went right in. I am the door. I have proclaimed myself. I have the proper credentials. But I'm not coming to stay because you have left my word. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Follow me. And he turned around and left. Look at this. Verse 3. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Those religious leaders are blind, aren't they? Well, they're also deaf, as we talked last time. Who was Jesus able to lead out? The blind man. He can see now. He followed after Jesus. They threw him out, and Jesus was right there, and he followed Jesus. We also find Peter, James, John, Nathaniel. We have many in the Word of God that have walked out that door when Jesus came. He come by the proper credentials. It's too bad that Jesus couldn't come and they all received him as the Messiah, Savior of the world. But you see, they don't believe the Word. They ignored the Word. Are you ignoring God's Word today? It is the only means. It's the only authority that's present that can bring salvation to you, your sins forgiven, and give you a home in heaven for eternity. It's the only one. So it depends on what you want to do. Do you want to stay in darkness, deaf, or do you want to come to the Lord Jesus? Walk after him in the light. Enjoy his way. Let's continue now with verse 4. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Back in this time, what they would do is the shepherd would bring their sheep in, put them in the sheepfold, and then go have a good night's sleep. The porter, person put in charge to protect the sheep, keep them in the fold. Next morning, the shepherd would come back. Now we have all the sheep mixed up. This shepherd's sheep and this shepherd's sheep, and all of them are mixed up. None of them are tattooed or ear notched or tagged or in any way that they know the difference. The only way one shepherd can get the sheep, his sheep, is to speak. So he comes to the door, the porter opens the door, and the shepherd calls his sheep. Those sheep come out. Those sheep come to follow him. And we find here, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. I'm asking you today, do you hear the voice of Jesus? Have you just come to know him as your Savior? Please follow. Here we find him leading out, leading away Jews from the church, from the synagogue, from their place of worship, from their religion. Because you see, they left what God had set before them, and the nation of Israel had all this proof of his coming, had all the information of how they were to live and what they were to follow and what they were to watch and who they were to be watching for. But they had changed it, as people do today. And today, why, the most common words is, that's your opinion. You say the same thing to me, Larry, this is your opinion. This isn't my opinion. This is the Word of God. All I'm giving you is the precious Word of God. I don't have to spend hours and hours and hours trying to decipher what that says. My responsibility is to give you the Word of God, to give it to you, not read it, get my opinion off of it, and then give it to you. I need to give you the Word of God. Preachers today, they worry and they take one verse of Scripture and then they ponder over it for hours and hours and hours, and then they read that one verse of Scripture and then they preach whatever they want to. That's not the truth. The truth is when you stay in the Word of God and not put your opinion to it. I don't want your opinion. I want the Word of God, the truth. When the truth is proclaimed, that will call you out. We call this radio program and have from the start the truth. And we stand right on the Word of God. If you want to call yourself a Christian, and everyone seems to do that today, if you're any kind of a good person, they must be a Christian. The only person that is a Christian is a person that's hearing today the Word of God, and you're following after Jesus. Now, you can't sit in a dead liberal church and follow after the Lord Jesus. You can't do it. You can't go to these cults out here, and there's many of them, and call yourself a Christian. If you want to be of those religions, if that's your choice, and it is, then call yourself that. Call yourself that. Today, the Catholic religion does not follow the Word of God. It has much of it, but they've added too, and they've added works. They've left you out alone. And what does that do? Thieves come not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Please awake today. If you want to be a Catholic, then call yourself so. But don't call yourself a Christian, because you're not. The two that I speak of the most is because they're the most common in this area, and that's Mormons. If you want to be a Mormon, call yourself a Mormon. Don't call yourself a Christian, because you're not. That's what I'm telling you. And yes, I would love for you to come to Jesus Christ and be saved today. Come to Christ alone. And you know what will happen? When you truly come to Jesus as your Savior, stop all the works of this religion and the works of this religion and come to Jesus as your Savior, trust in Him because the Holy Spirit's convicting your heart, you know what'll happen? You'll come out. You'll hear the voice of Jesus and you'll come out. Please come today. Please listen to Jesus today and be saved today. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Verse 5. Again, I know a lot of folks that have confessed Jesus as their Savior. Where are they today? Many of them are in liberal churches. Sometimes I believe they can stay there because the truth is not proclaimed, and they don't hear the truth. And so with the Word of God not told, they can just kind of sit there, dead. Oh yes, they'll go to heaven if they truly trusted in Jesus Christ, but there'll be no works. Oh Larry, now you're talking about works. Yes, I am. When you come to Jesus Christ as your Savior, and you're truly saved, there will be works. Not to keep you saved, not for your salvation, but you'll want to serve the Lord, because your heart, the love that's in your heart, you will desire to serve the Lord Jesus.
You will hear the voice of God. You will come out from among them, not go to them and with them, as so many today want to unify. Please that you look to the Word of God. Follow after the Word of God. As many have been called out, please that you listen and come. The shepherd comes, he gets his sheep. If you're a Christian, if you are a Christian, then you will love and enjoy and hear the words of the Lord Jesus and follow him. No matter where you are, you're going to seek out a Bible preaching, soul winning church, one that loves the Word of God, and you'll fellowship and worship there and separate yourself from the other. But if you don't like what I'm saying, if you don't like the Word of God, if you don't like the truth, just parts of it, then you're not hearing the voice of Jesus. You're deaf. You're blind. And you're going to wake up in the place of torment the day you die, thinking all the time you had Jesus, but just in your head, not in your heart. A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him. I'm giving you the truth today. I ask that you begin to move. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake to them. Verse 6. They didn't understand. Maybe you don't either. Then Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, listen. I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. To begin with, the shepherd of the sheep, we find over in verse 2. Now in verse 7, he says, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. He was speaking right to those religious leaders, wasn't he? But the sheep did not hear them, the true believers. They were waiting. They knew the prophecy. They knew what was said by the Word of God, and they were waiting for Jesus to come. Well, Jesus has come. He came 2,000 years ago and died on the cross of Calvary that you and I might live. Took every sin away that we can come to him and be saved. Or are you waiting for another? They're all just thieves and robbers. I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. We have again in verse 2, I am the shepherd, is the shepherd of the sheep. In verse 7, I am the door of the sheep. In verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, go in and go out, and find pasture. Jesus leads us away from religion. You hear many times a person will say, if they attend church and Bible study and all that, oh, they're a very religious person. Well, that may be true, but I'll tell you what, that takes on a side that I don't like. Because these people here were very religious. There's a big difference between very religious and being godly. It's a big difference between being very religious and being God-led. There's a big difference between being very religious and hearing the voice of Jesus. And I ask you that you decide. You decide today which you're going to listen to. Again, in verse 7, he speaks and says, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. He was talking to the nation of Israel. I am the door of the sheep. I am the door of the sheepfold. The scripture talks about and by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But now let's look at verse 9. Verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and go out and find pasture. Not in and out of the sheepfold. Not in and out of the liberal church, but in and out of the church that preaches the truth, preaches salvation by Jesus Christ, tells people the Word of God, tells people of heaven, but yes, tells people of hell. Tells people of hell. When's the last time, just visiting with some folks, they said, I don't believe my family has ever heard a message on hell, on the time of tribulation. Why? It's in the Word of God. It's because you don't want to hear it. Well, it's not much of a friend that doesn't tell you the truth. And if your preacher doesn't preach on hell and the lake of fire and the 7-year tribulation, if he doesn't tell you about those things as well as the love of God, then he's not your friend. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, shall go in and out and find pasture, the Scripture tells us. Oh, as we look at the Word of God and enjoy the Word of God, it's such a joy to know Jesus is that door. But it's such a sorrow to know that so many miss it. As we look at the way Jesus speaks to us here, shepherd of the sheep, door of the sheep, I am the door, verse 9 tells us. These examples, I am the light of the world, I am the bread of life. Each time it's so that we can know Jesus. We can come to Him, we can walk with Him, we can fellowship with Him. I am the door of the sheep. All that came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. If we look to the Word of God and we recognize that I am the door of the sheep, and we look over here to verse 34 and 35, and we've read this, they answered and said unto him, being the blind man, thou wast altogether born in sins. This is a religious ruler speaking to him. And dost thou not teach us? And they cast him out. I want you to see that. Dost thou teach us? They didn't like the truth, did they? They didn't like the truth. And what happened when they didn't like the truth? They cast him out. What would happen if you would begin to share the Word of God with those around you in the church you're in? Will you immediately have wonderful fellowship, or will they cast you out? Which will it be? Wonderful fellowship? Cast you out. That'll tell you right there. Proclaim the truth to them. Jesus saves. You're a sinner. You need Jesus as your Savior. Jesus does love you. He died on the cross for you. He loved you so much. He gave everything that He could save you. Do they like to hear that they're a sinner and they need a Savior? Most don't. Do most people like to hear that you need to turn from your ways unto the Lord Jesus and walk with Him? Does people like to hear that? No, they don't want to turn from their ways. They want to have a place where they can go and they can sit and they can socialize, and it bends around what they do and how they act. That way they can be comfortable. Always bothers me when someone can leave this church unsaved, can go to another church, and you'll hear somebody in that other church that you may know says, well, so-and-so's coming now, and they are so comfortable. Well, they shouldn't be, because they're going to burn the lake of fire. Why? Why, when you've been sitting in a church, would you be comfortable if you don't know Jesus as your Savior? It's because there's thieves and there's robbers that's standing in those pulpits. There's people proclaiming less than the truth. My dear friend, Jesus is the door of the sheep. He calls you. If you're a Jew, if you're an Israelite, come to Jesus today. Recognize what He's told you in your Word. You got the Old Testament. You don't believe the New, I know, but you got the Old. It's Him. He's your Savior. I am the door. He not only brings you out, but He also saves me as a Gentile. Please come to Jesus today. Trust in Him. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?